Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team, every day, even when they lose in extra innings with two errors, and then this game was just so frustrating. We had Framber Valdez pitch another great game. It was a quality start, and his ERA is at 2.58 for the season. He had 8 strikeouts, and then the bullpen kind of blew it in the end, especially Ryan Pressly, the closer, with his third save, blown save of the season. And there's just so much going on with the Houston Astros, but at least they've been playing baseball. I believe this is the they've only played baseball 2 times before tonight in the past 7 days, between the hurricane and then what happened Friday night where both teams just walked off the field, then the COVID situation on Sunday. So we have Astros baseball, and if you're stressed out, why don't you go try Built Bar? They're even more deliciouser, if that's even a word. I know Brett is really big fan of a lot of these bars, but they just taste good, and they're not just healthy, they're not just good for you, but they actually taste like a candy bar. And so if you want to try one of the 6 new flavors, try caramel brownie. What about cookies and cream, cherry barcia? What about lemon almond cheesecake? I'm sure a lot of people like that. And then carrot cake, apple almond crisp. But don't forget about all the other great stuff. My favorite is peanut butter. I'm just a big peanut butter. And if you like double chocolate, that's something else you can try. What about orange? Or what about peanut butter brownie? Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to choose. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy or gal, wherever you are. You can lose and maintain weight while eating this. And like my favorite, the peanut butter, it has only 19 grams of proteins, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugars, 5 grams of net carbs. So that's not bad. So why don't you try that? Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Well, there's nothing good. I think this game kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And definitely after what happened to Ryan Pressly. And then Blake Taylor, he's somebody that the Astros have really trusted this year. I know that there's a lot of errors, including one by Carlos Correa, which is his first error in, 90 games? So this is something that's rare. Then you see Martin Maldonado throw a ball down the right field line, and the Rangers score 2 unearned runs in that inning, and basically they win 6-5. Michael Brantley did drive in his 4th run of the game after driving in 3 runs with a homer in the 7th inning earlier, but then unfortunately it just wasn't enough because Michael Brantley did drive in a run in the 10th inning. Jose Altuve started off with that stupid "you start at second base" rule, then Michael Brantley drove him in. And it got them within one run, but then a stupid double play. I know the Astros turned a whole bunch of double plays today. I think the double plays saved both teams. And unfortunately, it was a good game for Framber Valdez. Nolly Paredes looked decent. He didn't have his high octane stuff, but he also hasn't pitched since, I believe it was August 23rd. And so a lot of these players really haven't pitched a lot. And I know the same thing for Framber Valdez. He has not pitched in 7 days. So that's what happens when you have a couple games called and then everything else. So the Astros are just in a unique situation where their pitchers have not been used. Andre Scrub came in and kind of closed out the things after Blake Taylor kind of, I don't know if it's really all on his fault. I think that it was mostly the errors and that kind of led to everything that happened, but it's a run is a run is a run. And unfortunately, Ryan Pressly gave up a cheap Crawford box homer. I hate those, especially when it's not the Astros players hitting it. But unfortunately, it was one of those days where it just seemed like it wasn't going to go the Astros' way. And I believe that the Astros were trailing for most of the game, especially after Framber Valdez gave up 2 runs in the first inning. There was an error, but because it was on Valdez, a throwing error, that doesn't really affect the ERA, the earned runs. So there's still earned runs, and he did have 3 walks. So he wasn't crisp from Valdez, but he went out there and pitched 7 innings. And I believe this is the 4th game in a row that he's done this, and he's leading the Astros in innings pitched. Can you believe this? A lot of us just didn't think this guy had anything left. And so this was a rare off day for Kyle Tucker. When I say off day, I mean he only got 1 hit. Come on, Kyle Tucker. His batting average has dropped down to .269. His OPS is still 900, but Michael Brantley had 2 hits, so he's about to hit 300. And Jose Altuve had 3 hits today. I know that Chandler Rome said one of those hits should have been ruled an error, but overall, he had 3 hits. His batting average up to .225. His OPS is still at .613, but you just need to see a whole bunch more of these 3-hit games, and I think things will be fine. Abraham Toro. Oh, speaking of Abraham Toro, I didn't mention this earlier, but today, which is Tuesday, September 1st, this is the 1-year anniversary of Where the F is Toro. Of course, I'm talking about Justin Verlander's no-hitter last year, and we saw that Toro hit that homer in that game in order to give Verlander the chance to complete the no-hitter. Otherwise, it would have gone into extra innings, and he may not have pitched. So this is what happened a year ago. It just shows how long it's been since Verlander threw that no-hitter. And guys, if you have not gotten that Where the F is Toro shirt from Breaking Tea, why don't you go to breakingtea.com/talkingstros and go get it now and support Talking Stros, even though we're not really Talking Stros right now, but we'll get back pretty soon. So we kind of talked about today's game. Let's kind of in a second take a look at what's next, including who's pitching tomorrow and who's pitching on Thursday versus the Rangers, and then who's pitching versus the Angels on Friday. So I know it's just one game. The Astros record is 19-15. They're still going to be second place in AL West. They're likely going to go to the playoffs. They may even catch the A's, but the Rangers, what the heck are you doing trading Mike Minor to the A's? Do you have no respect for your brothers down south, you know, the ones that it's a one Texas, and you trade Minor to the A's? What the heck is wrong with you? So unfortunately, that is going to help the A's get a little bit better. They're already a good team, but the Astros are 2.5 games. I'm not sure what the score is right now, but overall, the Astros are still playing good baseball, and I think that if they finish with maybe 25 to 30 wins, they're going to probably make the playoffs, and we'll have to see what happens from there. But they're probably going to get a few more wins. So speaking of getting wins, I know that Dusty Baker, we're going to talk about what Dusty Baker had to say after the break, but I know that sometimes you don't always have the best relievers in your bullpen, or you may have some inexperienced relievers, or somebody maybe just all of a sudden everything just falls apart in your office. So if you need some more people to work for you or something like that, why don't you try Indeed.com? It's the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you to the best people and fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there's no long-term contracts. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need. If you need a closer, I don't know if you can get that on Indeed, but they've been there for over 3 million businesses so far. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners free $75 credit to boost your job profile, which means more quality candidates we'll see it fast. Try Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is the best offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, which is when the season's ending around. And speaking of maybe not having the sub you need in the bullpen, maybe if you're just watching a game and you're like, you know what? I want a sub from this restaurant down the street. You know the name. I'm not going to use the actual name, but how about you try Postmates? What if you want a margarita to have with that sub? You can go ahead and Postmate that as well. What if you just want, you have a headache, you've been drinking too much margarita, and your stomach hurts because you've been having too much Subway? Oops, I wasn't going to say the name, but oh well. Why don't you can always get some ibuprofen and some stomach medicine as well. So Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service you want. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmate brings you what you need within an hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even need to know where the store is. I just moved to a new apartment, and I do kind of know where all the stores are. But all you have to do is download the Postmates app, and for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That code is LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON.
Thoughts by Dusty.
As that new soundbite says, it's time for Thoughts with Dusty. And this is what Dusty Baker had to say after this game. Boy, that was a bad night at the ballpark for us. Yeah, you think? They scored a run in the 10th inning on a balk. And then you threw away the ball. The catcher threw away another ball. Then you had a rare error by Carlos Correa. Yeah, Dusty, I think that was a pretty bad night at the ballpark. And Dusty, even I got some clarification on what I said on the last podcast, but this is what Dusty Baker had to say about Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman might accompany the Astros on the road trip as part of the taxi squad like Michael Brantley did. So we may see Alex Bregman on the taxi squad, and maybe we'll see him in Astros uniform again. Who knows? Because Dusty Baker has his own thoughts. One thing I forgot to mention in the other podcast as well was the fact that the Corpus Christi site is reopened. I guess they've got rid of all the COVID-19 germs or whatever's down there, and they're able to get back to playing baseball. And I did see something by Baseball America today that they're, I haven't read too much into it. I did just see it, but they may have instructional leagues starting where teams can actually play other teams. So the prospects, the people at the alternative sites can start playing other teams at different alternative sites. Who knows? Or that could be something that they do this winter. But I'm just glad that we have MLB baseball and Astros baseball, and they have a winning record. I know sometimes you look at bullpen and you have to close your eyes a little bit and just pretend like it's a beautiful lady or whatever. But sometimes it really does look like a beautiful lady. So you're just going to have those type of nights, and those two errors and then a balk, it just sucks. But Zach Greinke will be starting against the Rangers on Thursday. So that means that Lance McCullers will be pitching against the Anaheim Angels. And so that's kind of good. I really like Zach Greinke, and I think it'll be better if he actually pitches at home, because I think that he'll be a lot more comfortable sitting in the stands at home versus at Anaheim. I mean, who knows what those cardboard cutouts are doing over there in Anaheim, if they even have them, and they could be carrying switchblades, or they can have mace. So you don't know what those cutouts have over there. I mean, the Astros are coming in town, and I'm sure there's going to be some people outside the ballpark, and we'll probably see some headline that says, fans line up outside the ballpark to boo the Astros, and you see, like, one person with a trash can banging or something like that. So I'm sure that's what we're going to see in Anaheim. But the Astros lost a game. It's fine. Things happen. But it just, hopefully they can come back and win the next two games versus Rangers, because they are the Rangers. The Rangers have already waved the red flag. They traded Todd Frazier. They traded Robinson Chirinos. They traded away Mike Minor. And it seems like the Astros and the A's are the only teams that did not trade any pieces away. So that means that the rest of the division has basically said, yo, peace out. We'll be back in 2021. And I'm sure a lot of us want to get over with 2020, but the Astros could have a chance to win a World Series. And it sounds like, as if you listen to the last podcast, I talked about how James Click just seems very positive that they can get things on the right track if people start coming back. And I think the biggest piece that the Astros need, really, or I guess the two pieces besides Bregman, that's kind of obvious, but I think Jose Urquidy and also Brad Peacock. I think Brad Peacock is what the Astros bullpen is missing. They need some more experience. They can't keep on relying on all these rookies who have never really played baseball. I mean, Major League Baseball, like Blake Taylor has pitched well this year. Andre Scrub, he's no scrub, but you've got to have some veterans, and especially in the playoffs. And so I think that's what Brad Peacock can offer, and Jose Urquidy could be that starter you need. I'm not sure if he's going to have enough time to build up maybe 5 to 6 innings, and I know that they said that he's been throwing down in Corpus, so we'll have to see what his role is when he comes back. But the Astros are still positive. I mean, not positive, but they're still hopeful that we'll see Justin Verlander and Roberto Osuna again this year. I'm not quite so optimistic. I guess I need to see them throw a simulated game versus just Verlander saying, "Yes, Skip, I threw 20 to 25 pitches. Yeah, I can go out there and do that. Yeah, my arm will be probably busted the next day, but I could probably do that." I'm just kidding. But happy Justin Verlander no-hitter day. That was an awesome experience. I remember being on the road, and my wife sent me to IKEA, and so I had to go get something. I had a little daddy-do project, and so on the way back, I got to listen to that, and then I had to go to a radio studio. I think I was over at KTXF, and I got to do a podcast after that, and so it was a good day a year ago on September 1st. But now we have schools coming back and kids are going back, and we may have baseball at some point this month, but I really don't think we will be going to games this year. I think that's over. I think if that was to happen, they would have done that. But I think we'll see what happens with the schools opening. I know that CCISD had 6th graders and freshmen go back already. My kids aren't going back to they're on virtual, but they're not going back until the 14th. And my students personally in Pasadena, they're not going back until the 8th. So we'll see how things are going. But we got baseball. The Astros still winning, and unfortunately, I ran my mouth a little bit earlier about Gerrit Cole and the Yankees, how the Astros have a better record. And, of course, the Yankees won today. There's a little bit of controversy about Aroldis Chapman hitting somebody in the head with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. That's not what people do, is it? Oh, it's Aroldis Chapman. Yes, he does. So we'll have to talk. Once I'm able to get Brett back on, we'll talk about the Gerrit Cole situation, because he spent like about 5 minutes basically saying, yeah, I think that I'm tipping pitches, and that's the only reason why people are doing so much better against me this year. And it's not this, but let's just admit it, Gerrit Cole. Every Astros fan knows it. You miss the Astros. You want to come home. You went, and I love this tweet I saw today. Somebody said, "I'm glad the Yankees paid all this money for the Pittsburgh Pirates Gerrit Cole, because the Astros Gerrit Cole is not there this year." But that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to try to get a guest. I'll reach out to Will or somebody like that. And thank you for listening. And don't forget to go check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast.